Set.
Oh, you said get set. Well, you threw off our whole rhythm, Toby.
Hey, here we go.
What are we on? 23?
Yeah. Welcome to episode 23. Sponsored by
Not Fabletics.
The jackasses that bill you arbitrarily when you accidentally purchase.
Fabletics. Yes. That's awesome.
Raping your neighbor.
Yeah. If terrible. Not you.
Hey, anyway, that's enough about our non-sponsor Fabletics.
That's right. All right, today we are talking about notification fatigue. God, process that.
Chase, what happened when you mix, it's not chocolate and peanut butter tastes great together. It's let's insert more technology into your process and then squander your limited time and attention. What's going on with notifications for you?
It's interesting. notifications, it's really interesting because we kind of talked about this last time, but like that idea of being reactive is a definition of work is pervasive.
Yeah.
Like if you sit in any meeting that's remote and you just watch the people, just like literally just all you have to do is just try to stay engaged. Like I'm going to be here for the meeting. I'm going to be present for the meeting. And you will see a whole bunch of people with their heads down because their phone went off. And I'm not saying, like, by no means am I being a hypocrite here. Like, I literally do the same thing. You know, like the funny thing when COVID hit, like the fun thing to do was to send your buddy a text to see if they would crack up. That has continued. I don't know if I know anyone who did not do that, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. It's you're right though, the notifications and it's not just you've got mail, you know, it's text messages and it's Slack and it's social media.
Yep.
And then we have the digital household. So it's your Ring camera or your kids just got home and came through the garage.
Yep.
Every process of our life. When I heard, you know, your digital home and your digital life, I thought what they meant was we're going to make things easier. And I think the reality was, we're just going to have everything scream at you like Minority Report. Yeah. You know, that's how I feel today.
Yeah.
So
when's the last time that you actually opened a email marketing campaign?
Ooh. It, you know, they have to have a good headline.
Oh, 100%.
And it was last week. I opened one specifically because I thought, I wonder if I can rip this off.
Oh, sweet. It was more of like a, hey, I like this headline. This is grabbing me. Let's steal it.
It was, but in full disclosure, I also subscribe to the theory that everything is this learning opportunity. And sometimes it's just an excuse because, you know, squirrel, I'm pretty easily distracted. And it was a good headline. I thought, I wonder how I might repurpose this. What about you? When was the last time you opened one?
I have been trying to unsubscribe on my Gmail. This is embarrassing, but I got something on Poshmark. I don't know. Oh, I know what it was. It was a nice dress. I'm just kidding. It wasn't a dress. I think it was a mug. It was a mug for the wife for Christmas, I think.
Nice.
But because I was on it and because that's where I got it, they just hammer me all the time. So it's painful to unsubscribe to some of these things.
Yeah.
And again, it's just notification. Like I just got, it's like we've surrounded ourselves with a bunch of ADD children that are hawking their wares. It's out of control.
Yeah.
And that's just in our personal lives. Like the same goes on at work. It's like, did you get the thing? Like it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, in the part, you know, the 1-2 punch for me is ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yeah,
in the Las Vegas kind of madness.
Yeah.
Everything, I'm getting all these notifications, and when I get one that is actually useful, I can't just click it and go to it. Now I click it, and then I sign in, and then ask me to go find something else to authenticate or let us send you an email because we don't trust you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of like TSA for me, and for all I know, TSA prevents thousands of you know, nefarious things every day. I doubt it, but, you know, even one is good, right?
Yep.
But on the off chance, we all get naked to go into the airport and board our planes. or at least
yeah,
I've been doing that. I get some odd looks sometimes. They don't tell me to put my clothes on once I get stripped down, so I just assume, right? But damn, man, you know, it's like, wow, here's on this other side of it, we've gone so far overboard as we've digitized everything.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I spend half my day trying to figure out two-factor authentications.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes, I want to approve a payment. Nope, it's going to take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Ba-bing, ba-bang. Yeah. We've adopted Slack, like a lot of organizations. And one of the things I love is that it's this nice asynchronous thing. And if somebody sends me a note, I can follow up later. I don't have to drop everything.
Yeah.
God forbid they give me a good headline that pops up in that little teaser.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to drop everything.
You're just going to be like, I'm done. Although I'm a little shocked that you didn't understand that it was a strip search. Like you just stopped it, stripped. I'm a little concerned there, but.
Well, I was searching to see who else was stripping. I clearly misunderstood. Chris, this is why I enjoy these. I never know what I'm going to learn. And you probably have no idea what I'm going to divulge. So
that's funny. So do notifications help?
If I had to choose between all or none, it's no brainer for me. What about you? I'd go back to the end.
I'd go back to none. Like even just saying that out loud is almost like this kind of encouraging. It's this encouraging, like, oh, that could be really nice. Like not like what would it be like to do like just some elegant, wonderful work where I'm stretching myself a little bit, doing something that I'm proud, that I feel like has value, and I'm not task switching so much.
Oh man. We've talked in the past, I think, I don't remember if it was on the show, but this idea, oh, there goes a notification in the background. I'll be right back. No, I'm kidding. I'm staying with it.
All right.
But clearly I just got hijacked. No. You know, the task switching burns, what I've read is about 20 minutes to resume the original task and get back into any level of focus.
Yeah.
But it's all those dings. It's all the little flashes.
Yep.
I think that's why the idea of leaving the house without a phone is so appealing.
Yeah.
You know, is that, hey, silence mode. Yeah, it's insane. And now that we have digital phones with us, it used to be, we were talking in an earlier episode about, hey, you know where I'm at because you just called the number for my house.
Yep.
I don't know when it stopped being our convenience and technology became the master, you know, it's turned us into always on, always working resources.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's nuts.
I don't know. Do you have a strategy, you know, that something you do to try to get out of the notification and help?
I'm not as disciplined as I want. I think some of that is because it depends on your business culture.
Yeah.
And if your business culture is that you have to always be responsive, then you will always be responsive. And if that's what wins, like I think that the counter to that is that if you're responsive, your work is sloppy. There's just no way around it. Like you will deliver sloppier work.
Yeah.
You might deliver more, like you might make it up on quantity. Like but it's just, it's sloppier. It's not well thought through. The one thing that I have tried in the past, turning off, going on do not disturb. Like, it's funny. I've turned it on and just forgot that it was on every once in a while. And I'm like, gosh, this is great. You know, and all of a sudden,
late afternoon,
what is going on? You know, my wife is getting mad at me because I didn't text her back, you know, like, but it was magical while it was silent.
Yeah.
But I think that's one thing. There's an application called Freedom.2. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Let me just double check. That's who we should get to sponsor us. We should do that. We should call these. We should actually. Okay. So Freedom.2.
Like Quang Face and Joy Orbison?
No, Freedom.2. Oh. Freedom.2. So Freedom.2 is a, yeah, T-O. So not like .com, but freedom.to.
Got it. Thank you. Okay.
So freedom.to is basically an app that turns off applications or websites, and you can turn it on. It plays music. It'll turn off your phone. Like it basically like puts you, it forces you to be in do not distract mode. Okay. I don't use this as much as I would like, and I don't know if I could actually install this on my work PC. But it is
where you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Let's not talk about that. That's a sensitive subject. No. But this is actually one of the better tools that I've used because it just shuts everything down.
Yeah.
Like it just forces you to like not do anything but whatever you're focused on. And that's actually been pretty wonderful. I also have a timer that's like an egg timer that actually shows the time. Like you guys can't see it, but basically it's like a regular egg timer, but it shows the time timer is what it's called. That's the other people we should get to sponsor us, the time timer. But the time timer is
time timer.
It, the way that it works is it's just like an egg timer, but you see the actual kind of the countdown. It's almost like a pie chart that's getting smaller.
Oh, okay.
So it goes from 100% all the way down. And so visually you can actually see the time change. And those are two things that I've used that I've found somewhat helpful. But again, like if I can't change the culture at work, which is I've got to be responsive because what wins at work is responsive, then I'm just kind of stuck.
Yeah. You know, it makes me want to set the out of office message when I'm in the office that just says, I'm in the middle of some really deep shit. And if this is important, come find me. But otherwise, I'll get back to you this afternoon. Maybe that's a PG-13 word. So that may not work for all workplaces and audience recognizing that.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're right. It's people don't know what you're doing. We don't have an on-air flashing light like you might have in an old radio studio that tells people I'm in the middle of something, you know, I'm busy. That's interesting.
You know, some offices have the little hotel desks, like little hotel rooms where it's just basically single, and you can, you know, that has its a little bit of a drawback because you don't have your setup, right? So you're not on two screens, but you're less distracted, right? So maybe the reality is because we're less distracted, we feel less productive, but really are. Yeah. Like, I think we're so distracted that we don't even know we're distracted. Like, that's the crazy thing.
When was the last time you felt truly productive for more than 2 hours?
I've had some magical weekends. I would say Saturday morning.
Yeah.
My wife is, she works night, so she's up, she's up late quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then I tend to work, I work with, you know, people that are in Europe and in Asia. And so that means I'm up really early. And so the most magical times of my week are literally 7:30 or 6 a.m. on a Saturday till about 10.
Wow.
And it's stuff that I choose to do. It's magical. It's literally the funnest part of my week.
Isn't that crazy?
And sometimes it'll be work. Sometimes it'll be me dinking around with a GPT or something, or an LLM, or you know, messing around with data. Like it might be something, but it's something that I want to do. And at the end, I oftentimes just feel very satisfied. And it's because no one's asking no one's distracting me. It's just weird. Like, and it, again, like if we went 200 years, you know, 200 years ago, like I think they would look at us like we're crazy.
Right. But I mean, I think that's the reason why so many of the, you know, the founding fathers of the U.S., so much of their writing actually, I guess, was done in the middle of the night, right?
Yep.
Because lights go out. We don't have modern electricity, and people would only sleep for 3 or 4 hours. They'd get up for a couple hours and then go back to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've heard that described when this was recounted to me as one of those most productive times.
Yeah.
Because maybe everybody's not up in your household.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you found a window. I think kind of like knowing the food that feeds you and makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It, you know, similarly, not all hours in the day are equally valuable.
Yep.
And so that's awesome. It happens to be on a weekend where it's fully in your control.
Yeah.
And not on the clock. So that's great. Well, hey, quick, as we're wrapping up, just want to say thanks to our friends in the Bay Area, Nob Hill neighborhood.
There you
go. Thank you for tuning in.
Love it.
Your patent denial of the Fabletics tribe is much appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thanks for not paying them anything.
Yeah, don't pay Fabletics stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Yep. Take
Good
care.
Stuff. See ya.